Welcome to Brothers King Media, where we view glimpses of eternity through the lens of art. My name is Samuel.
And I'm Solly.
And I apologize in advance for the poor quality, even worse quality than we normally have, of recording tonight. We're actually out in a campsite. We're camping tonight. And we're sitting at our picnic table with my phone, recording. That also might explain why you hear other random noises in the background.
People, bugs, campfires, the beautiful smell of s'mores. Oh, and bug spray.
Yes, great but smells.
Too bad smelling doesn't come through on audio.
I know, right? Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision, where you smell what we smell.
They've been trying that for years. Never worked out.
Yep, never worked out.
All right.
I think they ended up blowing somebody up doing it. I'm not sure.
What?
I don't know. I'm just talking. It's cool. I'm chillaxed.
All right.
I'm relaxed, I sound like a drunker high dude doing something stupid.
So, we are neither drunk nor high.
Nope. Contrary to what I may have just said. I don't remember. Did I say something about drunk?
Moving on.
Moving along.
We're going to continue our trek through the David Crowder Band discography. And tonight, we're moving on to the Lime CD.
Coincidentally, on purpose, it's kind of a campfire album.
I mean, it's live.
It's acoustic-y. It's more acoustic-y.
Well, the last song is an acoustic demo.
Right.
Beyond that, so there is actually, if you look at the release date, technically speaking, the Lime CD was released after their second album, Illuminate. However, fun story, the CD was originally released on two separate discs before, right after their first album was released. They only sold them at their concerts, and it was a yellow disc and a green CD. So, obviously, later when their record label was like, hey, we want another side project from you guys, an EP or whatever. Or maybe they decided to do it themselves. I don't know. I think they decided to, all the EPs were kind of their doing, not so much the record label.
Right. Which doesn't, yellow and green makes lime.
Yellow and green makes lime, hence the Lime CD. So
they're brilliant.
They took their green CD and their yellow CD that they only sold at concerts, combined them, added a couple other tracks, and we have the Lime CD. So, actually, so the Lime CD, in case we haven't quite made it clear yet, is actually a live, well, parts of it are a live CD that they sold at their concerts. And there is actually no producer per se here, since it was mainly live recordings. It's just, for all intents and purposes, produced by the David Crowder Band.
Right.
And I will say, moving forward, I like the albums they produce themselves a lot better than the ones other... Well, I take that back. The albums they produce themselves tend to be pretty good quality, though.
Yes.
So let's go ahead. I guess there's honestly, the CD's not too horribly long, so we're going to just jump kind of into the track listing here. So it opens up with Make a Joyful Noise.
Written by Terry Butler.
Don't know the name. I do know, I can see here in the credits, we don't have our normal internet resources, so sorry if our facts are a bit less than we normally try to do. So we can see here, Terry Butler, have no idea. I know it was originally written in 1993.
And it was published by Mercy Vineyard Publishing. So, I don't know who they are. I've never heard of that.
Vineyard Publishing actually sounds really familiar. I think they're... I'll have to look them up later if
I
remember.
Mercy Vineyard. Remember that.
But I remember, like, that name rings a bell. Like, it's a... Like, they produce, like, Sonic Flood stuff.
Okay.
I think. So, we'll have to check it out later.
I Will Not Be Silent.
Which, technically, Make a Joyful Noise and I Will Not Be Silent is two songs they kind of pull together in this song. And I Will Not Be Silent was written by David Crowder, and quite honestly, I Will Not Be Silent is the better of the two songs.
Right.
So how did you feel about this kind of as an opening track?
Make a Joyful Noise and both Make a Joyful Noise and I Will Not Be Silent are great songs individually, and I can see why they pulled it in, because obviously, you know, making a joyful noise is the opposite of being silent.
That's kind of a cool thematic element I didn't catch.
But I don't like the way they did it, honestly. I mean, it was live, and a lot of times in live concerts, you know, they do bands do tend to be like, hey, let's mix it up and throw this right here.
I do appreciate that it doesn't sound like a studio song.
Right, right.
I hate live albums where it just sounds like they're in the studio and can't tell the difference.
Honestly, I know we end up rating our every album at the end of the night, but I'm going to go ahead and just give this one the full 9 stars because it's live. Because live isn't supposed to sound like a studio record. Live isn't supposed to sound planned. It's supposed to be fun.
Well, we'll talk about more of that at the end.
But, right.
We'll see if you hold, after we talk about everything, we'll see if you still hold your opinion. So, that's the opener. It's only okay, in my opinion. It definitely demonstrates, they were a different band when they first started. They were definitely more of a worship group.
Right.
Their main goal was to get people to worship.
That one was published by EMI CMG Publishing, which is Worship Together. That's the company that is. CMI is
CMG.
Like a CMG is a.
I'll say EMI is a huge record label.
EMI.
They own like tons of small record labels, including Sparrow and Six Steps.
Right. But that's just a fun fact. And this one was published in 1999.
Mm-hmm. Which would have been right around their very first album, Pour Over Us.
Right.
Oh, no. All I Can Say. So next up, we have Every Move I Make. This was a very big song back in the day. I remember hearing this when I was a kid. And it was written by David Ruiz. I have no idea who that is.
But also published by Mercy Vineyard Publishing in 1996, 3 years after Make a Joyful Noise.
So I don't know if this was like a church or what were the, a couple of these songs, maybe it was like their home church before they moved to Waco. I don't know.
Possibly. Got in trouble.
Okay. So just kind of moving on. Seem Like the Saved and Not Nothing Special. It was written by Matt Redman, though, which, okay.
Christian music knows Matt Redman. He's written a lot of good worship music, 10,000 Reasons, Blessed Be Your Name. There's one he did, it's
Heart of Worship.
Heart of Worship, which is a very good story, which we might get around to Matt Redman if he ever quits music.
Maybe. We say if he ever quits music, simply for the fact that we try to only do artists that have retired. That way we're not like, okay, we did their last album. Oh, wait, another one.
Not necessarily artists that have retired, but groups, bands that have separated. Or artists that retired. Because this specific case, they just separated and moved to their different
projects. Ideas.
Yeah, right.
All right, You Alone, I love hearing the full version of this song.
Right.
I think it's one of their best early songs.
I love it.
And it's Jack Parker, co-writer. Goes back to our conversation last week about how collaboration can make all the difference in the world.
I feel like Crowder and Parker, now all of them, when they do all have their hand in the songwriting, still good songs. But I feel like when Crowder and Parker both have... like, it's just them, they write really good worship music. The mm-hmm. other ones, they make more, like, you know, like...
experimental
youthful,
or pop.
Yeah, like, youthful, like, excitement. Of course, Jack and David are the old guys of the band.
Yeah, they're the ones who technically started the band.
Right.
So we've talked about that some. And then moving on, we actually go into a couple songs from the previous album, Can You Hear Us? Undignified. Once again, it's kind of nice to hear the full version here because, technically speaking, on Can You Hear Us, it's a hidden track.
Right.
And then I Need Words, God of Wrath. My exact same points as last week stand on that, honestly.
Now, Undignified was written by Matt Redman as well, which looks like it was produced in 1998 by Thank You Music. Yes, Thank You Music.
Don't you just love us reading the credits to you?
PRS.
Makes you feel like you're right here.
Ooh, PRS. If that's what I think it means, that means that at this point, in these songs that PRS is written by, they're being sponsored, or they're being endorsed by PRS Guitars, with Paul Reed Smith, which is one of Jack's...
PRS might be something else different, bub.
Okay, like I said, if That's what I think it is. Which, that would be really cool. That is one of Jack Parker's main instruments. He uses PRS electric guitars a lot.
And then after that, that ends the live segment of the album. You can kind of tell where it's the first three songs are one side. The next three songs, next four songs make up the other side. You can really tell how they go together pretty well.
Yes.
And then we get to my favorite track on this CD, End of October.
Written by Mike Hogan and Jeremy Bush, a.k.a. BWAC.
This is the one of the first examples of the other band members getting to try their hand at this. And it's strictly an instrumental, which is kind of funny because one of our criteria for how we judge albums is by lyrics. And we might get into some instrumental albums eventually. And we're like, how do we judge this?
Well, so, we'd have to take out the lyrical judgment.
Well, I would judge the title as the lyrics.
Right.
That's what I would
do. But also, sometimes you can get, okay, this might sound a little bit like, you know, weird or out there, but I am kind of weird and out there. When I listen to some classical music, you know, I don't listen to a lot of it. I'm not into it very much, but I like to remember the classics every once in a while. Or when I just listen to random music without words, sometimes I will kind of like doze off, not really, but like kind of like fall asleep in the music, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And my mind will tell me stories in the music.
I get you.
So I get words from music. So maybe, you know, that might be the way I judge it. Just saying.
But moving on to more concrete examples, aside from the titles, a great example of instrumentals that kind of tell you stories. Adam Young did a series, I think it was last year or the year before.
And if you don't know who Adam Young is, he wrote Fireflies. Also, he is Owl City.
Yes, that is his one-man band. But Adam Young did a cool project I really loved last year where he took events from history, like the Apollo moon landing, Everest.
What was it called? Not Pearl Harbor. It was...
It was the D-Day. D-Day?
Yeah, Doomsday, but it was the beach. The beach that they got out of.
Yeah, the... I don't know.
Dad, remember? Okay, World War II. The beach that they got out on. You know what I mean?
Normandy?
Yeah, Normandy. Normandy.
Normandy Beach. But he wrote all these great albums, and oh my goodness, if you listen to these...
You can hear the stories.
You can legit hear the music. Like, the Normandy Beach one.
That one...
It will make you sick to your stomach.
Like, you will, like, literally feel the death. You will literally, like...
Did you get a chance to listen to it?
I did. You did. You made me listen to this. I was freaked out by that one, specifically. Because war is something I'm scared of. But anyway.
So, we say all that, getting back to the matter of the gravy, if you will. I think End of October tells a really good story about the end of October. Like, it's the end of a season. It's the things dying down.
That's
and slowing.
It's the end of fall.
Things
dying.
And things slowing down. And that really gets conveyed very well in the song.
And I think, you know, you saying that, I think it's kind of funny how after End of October, you know, you said that things are dying, things are coming down, and then Heaven Come Down is right after it.
And Heaven Came Down...
That's just funny to me.
Heaven Came Down was actually on their next album, Illuminate. And this is the demo version, which I love the demo version. It's in its raw acoustic form, it sounds so good.
Right. Oh, man, this one was... Wow, this one was maybe not written, but it was published in 1961.
Well, no, it was written by John Peterson.
Yeah, but...
In 1961, yeah.
1961. Well, that's when it was published.
I'm assuming this is probably a hymn.
I'm assuming.
So, or if not a hymn, an older song.
Right, at least. But that's still really cool. I like older music. That's just my thing.
And the dual ending of End of October, Heaven Came Down. That sounds really cool together. It actually, they make a perfect ending. I almost wish, like, those two songs would have been the ending of Illuminate, for instance, as opposed to the end of this album, because it sounds so cool together.
Right.
But we'll get to Illuminate next week. It's actually nearly a perfect album. Anyhow, so let's go ahead and try and do what we tried to do last week. I posted this online, which I'll get to our credentials for online later. But so let's see, if we say all these titles in a row, like we did last week, Make a Joyful Noise, I Will Not Be Silent, Every Move I Make, Seem Like Saved, You Alone, Undignified, I Need Words, God of Wrath, and at the end of October, Heaven Came Out. So the only parts that work is the very end, but...
Well, I mean, I was just thinking, what if we were like, make a joyful noise, and I won't be silent, with every move I make, I will sing like the saved, because you alone...
Are undignified?
Are undignified. Well, because you alone...
For you alone.
For you alone.
I will be undignified.
I will be undignified. Because I need words.
To sing about the God of Wrath. At the end of October when heaven came down.
I don't know.
We'll run with it.
Yeah, we'll go with it.
Alright. So, lyric-wise, like I said, end of October, even though it doesn't have lyrics, I'm going to give it extra points for lyrics. Because I feel like it conveys the title very well.
Right.
The rest of it, it's kind of so-so. Like, the lyrics are nothing special to me.
Right.
So, solely for End of October and maybe Heaven Came Down, and You Alone. I take it back. You Alone was amazing. I loved it.
Right.
I will give this 2 points for lyrics. Music-wise, I will give it 2 points as well. And then how well it holds up as an entire piece, they do their... So, up to this point, I will give it a 1 point for how well it holds up as a piece.
Right, yeah, I'd probably I'd give it 1 for that.
So, that gives me a 5 total for the album. What's your take on this?
Music, I'm going to have to just give it a 2. And then, lyrically... I'm probably going to have to give it a 1 lyrically, because, like, several of these... as usual, are off a previous album. This is a, live album, so obviously it's probably going to be from their previous album. But I'm probably just going to have to give it a 1, which takes me to a 4.
So you're giving it a 2 overall, or a 1 overall?
I'm giving it a 4 overall.
But I'm saying, like, for its overall, how it holds up.
A 1 for how it holds up.
Okay. So a 4 and a 5, that brings us to 4.5 star.
Yeah.
So that's actually right in between.
Right about. That's about where we've rated the other ones.
Well, I try to remember now. I think one was
5 and 1 was a 4. So this is right. The first one was a 5 and the other one was a 4.5.
So this kind of dices it down the middle. And I have a feeling next week when we get to Illuminate,
right.
the scores are going to bounce.
The scores are going to go up.
All right. So that is the end of this podcast. Once again, my name is Samuel.
And I'm Solly.
Oh, and make sure if you want to speak to us at all, get our attention. If anyone's actually listening to this, please talk to us. I need friends.
Homeschooled.
check us out. You can email us at brotherskingmusic@zoho.com. Once again, that's brotherskingmusic@zoho.com. You can also
follow and DM us at brothersking_media on Instagram.
Oh, did you make an Instagram finally?
Yes, I did.
All right. And you can also check us out on Tumblr, if you so wish, brotherskingmedia.tumblr.com.
And if you have any questions, concerns, gripes, or complaints, or just a...
suggestions on stuff you'd like us to talk about, et cetera,
or just legitimate needs for yodeling, let us know.
Rock on.